Hey, welcome to my audio journal for today. Today I want to talk a little bit about site speed. So back in the day, Google did everyone a huge favor by saying that all things being equal, faster sites will outrank slower sites, right? They essentially said that site speed would be a ranking factor. And along with this, they provided a number of tools for evaluating how fast one's website is. And this really made the web a lot faster because everyone wants to rank. And companies that produce websites or host websites and a bunch of other things made moves to help their customers make faster websites. And it became a point of differentiation for hosting companies in the space and a whole bunch of stuff. So Google cares tremendously about site speed, especially as they start optimizing more and more for mobile devices. So this brings us to Nomics.com. So the Nomics.com website, although it isn't large in terms of file size, it's been a little bit slower than we've liked. Actually, I'll just be honest, it's been a lot slower than we'd like. It's pretty fast, actually, if you've loaded the website, you know, in the past few days and have a version of the website cached. But if you're doing a fresh load of the website, it's just definitely not as fast as we wanted it to be. And I think there was a few ways that this was affecting us. One, Google wasn't crawling our title tags and our meta tags. So when you search for an actually today, because Googlebot hasn't updated our listing yet, if you search for Nomics, you don't see our full title tag. You don't see our description tags. And I was perplexed by this for a bit because, again, the actual file size of the page isn't large. So it's not large from a file size perspective, but the amount of text that a browser has to read in order to render the page is it's a lot of text. So we were putting, SVG images in there. We were putting all kinds of data points on the page itself that the front end would render, and it was just taking a lot longer than we'd like. And Google has a website evaluation tool called web.dev, and we put Nomics in there, and one day we saw a 6 out of 100. It wasn't great. So this is a problem we can easily solve. Like, we have the tech team to get this done. We had just been prioritizing other things around our API and around generating new pages. We believe here in the next few months, we're actually going to have millions of pages on Nomics.com. So we had prioritized other things until Google started dropping our title tags. So I'm pleased to report that sort of the first iteration of this effort to make the website faster has been completed. The homepage is now one tenth of the size it used to be, and it loads almost 10 times faster, which is great. And we're going to be making updates to the exchanges pages for individual currency pages, and a whole bunch of other pages. So happy that this is happening, and I do think that this is work that needed to become. That this is work that needs to come before other feature requests. So shout out to Tyler on our front end team, who's making everything faster. I've worked with Tyler in the past, and he's just incredible. And before coming to Nomics, he was on the front end e-commerce team at Target, which had done and just done a ton of optimization work. So you're going to see things get faster and faster and faster over time. So so the updates keep on coming. And by the way, just as a product person, if you're listening to this or if you think much about product, I think whenever you can't think of the next feature to make, you just can't go wrong making something faster. I use a email app called Superhuman, which is just so fast. And it's really made my life a lot better. I remember the web before Google search, and searches just took forever. So it's hard to overestimate the impact that just focusing on performance and site speed or product speed for any product with a front-end component or a back-end component can have. Anyway, that's the update for today. Hope you enjoy using the faster, new, improved Nomics.com. Take care.